Jay Ratliff joins us now from daytradefund.com. And before we jump into what the Fed's doing and the interest rates and the earnings this week, let's talk about the Atlanta Braves. I know a team very near and dear to you and Sherry's heart, as you are season ticket holders living in Cincinnati. Now, that's a committed fan. So, some changes with their, I guess, offerings with the corporation. You can now, can I buy stock in the Atlanta Braves?
Apparently you can, because they announced this week that the Braves are officially going to become, I think, the first team in maybe 25 years that you're going to be able to actually buy stock in the company. And as far as the ball team, and you know, for people that are big time super duper fans of the team, the idea that you can actually, you know, like the Green Bay Packers are owned by the team or by the community and things of this nature, it's the exact same thing that we're seeing here, and it's got a lot of people super excited, my wife and others included, although I don't know if necessarily she's going to want to buy any stocks. But if you want to track them, the ticker symbol is BAT, like bat, and then RA, Robert Allen, or BATRK. And you can follow those stocks and see how that they're doing. But yeah, it's a split off from Liberty Media Corporation, and the Atlanta Braves are, I believe, now the first publicly traded Major League Baseball team in 25 years, and right now the only one that's being traded. So
wow.
Yeah, be kind of interested to see what happens.
Well, I kind of like it. Now, as a advisor in the stock market and in your profession, is this a stock that you would buy? I would think at this point right now, with the Braves being so on fire, that the stock's at maybe at a high peak right now. And if you buy in now and they tank next season, what I'm getting at is the price of their stock based on their performance on the field, or is there more to it as far as the corporation goes?
There's more to it as far as the corporation. But I remember when Facebook came out with their IPO, There was such a great deal of excitement. And within like a week and a half, the stock dropped 20%, maybe more than that. And people were like, what in the world's going on here? Eventually, it recovered and it went back up quite a bit more, well beyond where it started at. But, you know, anytime that there's a lot of initial excitement on some of these things, I tend to back off, because you've got a lot of people that are chasing this, that the emotion's running, and, you know, people are getting things at higher prices than normal. So I think it's a great story. It's not something that I would necessarily recommend in doing at this point in time. But, you know, anything can happen with the stock market. You and I talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's the wild and wacky world of the stock market, and you just never know what's going to happen. But no, it's not on Jay's radar for sure.
Can you buy it today? Is it official? It's out there?
Yes, you can. You can go out there and buy it today.
So what I'm hearing is go buy an Atlanta Braves jersey and not some of their stock right now.
Well, it's always up to you on how you proceed with that kind of stuff. But
right.
I just thought it was a fun type of thing, especially since it's the first team in a quarter century that you've been able to do this.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Namath's already looking into his wallet now. How much is the stock, by the way?
I think it's $42 a share, I believe. $42.18, okay. Something like that. But you're testing my 60-year-old memory here, so be careful.
All right. Let's talk about Fed, Chair Powell, what's going on here. It looks like the interest rates after the pause are coming back, right?
They are, and one of the things
hikes,
that the Feds, one of the things that the Fed's keenly aware of is the fact that in the 1970s they were taking steps to stay ahead of inflation, and it was working. They had interest rate hikes that were keeping inflation in check, and things looked good, and they took their foot off the accelerator. They said, don't need to do any more right now.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it blew by them in such a way that we were double-digit inflation before you knew what happened. So the Fed is very, very aware of that mistake that was made in the 70s, and they recognize that their inflation goal is 2%, and they're waiting until they get there, until I think that they take their hands off the controls, so to speak, and we're not there. And that's one of the reasons that we had the pause last month, and I think that this month we'll see a quarter-point interest rate hike, and the 25 basis points, and then I think we may have one more of those as the year progresses. But the idea that we're looking at an extended pause right now in the interest rate hikes, I just don't think is a position that, given everything that we're hearing right now from the Fed, who's very transparent with Jerome Powell at the top, is going to happen. But again, a lot of what, remember, they were late to the party this time, and they admitted it. And they got behind in a very serious way. So, JT, they're going to be looking back at history to make sure they don't repeat those mistakes.
Yeah, I was looking at something relative to when Trump was in the White House and how it's going now with Biden. When Trump's there, you know, was his last day under Trump, 1.4% inflation rate. Right now it's at 8.3 and going up.
Yes.
Yeah, gas prices.
And there's people that would turn right around and vote for Joe Biden again. And
I just,
you know, if you do that because, you know, you just play follow the leader, that's fine. But, you know, I'll vote for the best person in whatever we have. And, you know, I would not want Donald Trump teaching my Sunday school class, but I would definitely want him running my business because he knows how to get the job done.
Right, right.
And sadly, right now, we've got a bunch of people that, you know, not only are they telling the world we're short of ammunition on the military side of things,
right.
You know, it's one thing after another. I don't know how you keep up with it, my friend.
Well, I'm telling you right now, the economy is, as you know, the number one concern for most people in the country when it comes to leadership of our nation, securing the nation. But when it comes to the money in our own homes and trying to keep as much of it as we can and not pay outrageous prices for everything, inflation is through the roof under this president. Secondly, you look at what was happening with NASDAQ. We were up 13,000 points when Trump was last in office, down now under Biden, average 10,000. So, yeah, the market is not as good as it was, and inflation is a mess right now, too. So quickly, though, big week of earnings this week. What are we looking for?
Well, we're looking at, obviously, what the company's reporting as far as their second quarter earnings. But, JT, one of the biggest things as we move forward is to see what these companies are going to be doing, like Microsoft, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, where we're hearing from, what their future guidance is. Because a lot of these companies are saying that they expect harder times ahead that's impacting the price of their stock. But it also goes to show what a lot of these individuals that are very, very smart at what they do don't see a lot of optimism, at least in the near future. And a lot of that's being reflected in their future guidance.
Right. All right. Very good. Jay Radler from daytradefund.com. Go buy a Braves jersey, not a Braves piece of stock.